Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Sleeping.
because their eyes were once, because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. You know, and what God, what's going on, Brian? What's going on, Brian? May the Lord have blessed you in reading of his word. Thank you guys for hanging with me. What I want to talk about tonight, again, for those coming through, is this. Are you willing to walk your walk even to the point of death, even when you are alone? And one of the things I was saying is sometimes you can have people around you and you can still be alone. You know, in this part, stuck out to me was the fact that this, you know, he took his head disciples, he told them, sit here while I go over there and pray. And then he took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, along with them, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. You know, Jesus wanted them to be there. These are his homeboys. These were his three closest friends, disciples. And here he was. Jesus knew what was about to come. He knew what was about to happen. You stay here with me. Watch. Keep watch with me. And I'm saying sometimes you've got to do what you've got to do. Jesus did what he had to do. And sometimes in our lives, sometimes in ministry, sometimes in doing the things that God's called us to do, we might have those best friends, and we want them to come and stand in the gap with us. But sometimes it does not happen like that. Sometimes it does not happen like that. Jesus was going to pray. You know, he knew what was about to come, and he wanted them to. He brought those three with him. You know, come with me, come with me. The other disciples stayed back a little further and brought those three with him, close to him. He said, stay here and keep watch with me. But we're in this thing together. Keep watch with me. You know, and one of the things that like I said, that struck me is this point. You've got to do what you've got to do. You see, Jesus went to pray. You know, and he had his homeboys around with him to keep watch with him. You know, and this, when we talk about this part right here, in verse 39 of Matthew chapter 26, it says, going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as, you know, I believe this. I believe that Jesus struggled with what he had to do, the flesh part, to die, to give he who knew no sin to die for you and for me. He said, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. You know, here he is saying, Lord, you know, if it's possible, please, you know, take this thing from me. But nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. You know, sometimes, guys, sometimes things that God requires of us will make our flesh cringe. Sometimes the things that God will require of us will make us, it'll be a struggle, the flesh against the spirit. You know, Jesus saying, look, Dad, if it's possible, please take this cup from me. I think sometimes we take it for granted the price that Jesus really paid on the cross. For those of us who believe it, sometimes we take it lightly. We don't really think about the sacrifice that he made. You know, and sometimes in our lives, God requires us to make some sacrifices. Sometimes God requires us to make some sacrifices, even those that we hate, those sacrifices that we wish we did not have to do. Sometimes we wish that God would say yes and no or change his mind. You know, I can't even imagine what was going through Jesus' mind at that point. At that point, what's going on, Brian? What's going on, Halima? What's going on, Mom? I think sometimes we just don't really think about the true dynamics of what was going on in that garden at Gethsemane. How many of you have been to a point in a place where you said, Lord, God's put in your heart for you to do something, but your flesh does not want to do it? You said, Lord, please, Holy Spirit, I hope that's not what you're trying to tell me to do. You know, because sometimes we want to keep on hold on to some things, and sometimes God's saying, let those things go. Sometimes we hold on to dreams. Sometimes we hold on to things that God's saying, no, not yet. You know, what's going on, Brian? You know, but you guys know, can you guys imagine? Lion says all the time. Yeah, Lion. You know, I just don't think that we really, really take this season for, you know, as serious when we say Jesus gave his life. As we think about the Gethsemane experience. Yeah, Lion is saying this, I have to die daily. And those who are listening, this is what we do. We dialogue with each other. So if there's something you want to say, say it right here. I'll read it out. We'll talk about it. Brian says, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, and I've been there too. But then even yet, Jesus says, not as I will, but as you will. Now, let's keep this real, guys. How many of us have been in that place where you know the Holy Spirit is telling you to do something? You're struggling because you don't want to do it because maybe you want to hold on to that thing. So, TK, you want to hold on to that thing, and the Lord's telling you, this is what you need to do. And your flesh is saying, what in the world are you doing? But even in that place, Jesus said, not as I will, but as you will. What's going on, Deshaun? What's going on, Cuz? What's going on, Fanny? But how many of you have been in that situation where you want to say, not as I will, but as you will, but then we give it to the flesh, trying to do our will because we're trying to hold on to something, when God's telling you, this is what I'm wanting you to do? The question, the big question tonight is this: are you willing to walk your walk even to the point of death, even when you are alone? Reagan says this more times than I can count. The flesh is a daily battle. Yes, this is a daily battle. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was having a battle. Here is God in the flesh, living and dwelling among men. He who knew no sin. And he's about to give his life. He's knowing what Father, God's Father is wanting from him. You know, so the first point tonight is this: you got to do what you got to do. Jesus went to pray. Jesus struggled with what he had to do. Prayer works. It helps to get your flesh under subjection. You know, this flesh is a daily battle, like Reagan was saying. It's a daily battle. How many of you battle with your flesh? You know, how many know that the flesh wars against the things of God, against the Spirit of God? Your flesh wants you to do what you want to do, what you feel like doing. And sometimes God's saying no. But here Jesus is an example to his Garden of Gethsemane, knowing what was about to happen. He even had people around him. He took his three closest friends with him. He said, keep watch with me. You know, and sometimes we want to take people around us. We want to say, look, you got my back, we're going to do this thing together. But it's really your thing. But the other people sometimes, they get into the flesh. Here he is in Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Jesus returns. He then says this: then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Could you men not watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. And how many of you guys know that? Your spirit is willing, but the body is weak. That whole thing, that struggle against flesh, is a real thing. Struggle is real, y'all. And if you say the struggle's not real, you're lying. You know, this flesh will war against things that God wants you to do. Especially when it's something that you want to do, but you feel that feeling deep inside, you hear that soft voice telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. You know, listen, the struggle is real. And I believe at this point, Jesus struggling, he was struggling with the decision. And here he comes back to his homeboys, to his disciples, and found them sleeping. They weren't even hanging in there with them. What's up, Brian? Ron, what's going on? And Brian says, yes, it is. That's like when you're trying to pray and you're tired. I'm trying to pray. And I'm falling asleep because I can't stay up. You know, his disciples were gone. They're like, we love you, but we are tired, Lord. What's going on, Eric? He says this. Jesus says to them, he asked them, what's going on, Irvin? Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Could you not stay with me for 1 hour? Just 1 hour. You know, that whole thing about the flesh thing, the spirit being willing, but the body is weak. You know, sometimes in our own lives, you know, sometimes Jesus might say, I just need you to stay with me. I just need you to pray. I need you to press through this thing. I need you to press through. I need you to keep working through your situation. I need you to keep praying. I need you to keep doing what you need in the way. What's going on, Trita? Tonight, guys, if you guys come in, we're talking about the Gethsemane experience in Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 to 45. Hey, Trina. Good to see you, girl. What's going on, Therese? And thank you for sharing, Trina. I appreciate your support. What's going on, Pastor Leon? You know, but the biggest thing is taking back to the thing, are you willing to walk your walk, even to the point of death, even when you are alone? And the point we're talking about right here, yeah, Pastor Leon, prayer is good. You know, and think about it, in Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 to 45, what's going on, Marlon? What's going on, Brian? Is that Jesus was struggling. He was struggling with this decision. He was struggling. He was going to his disciples like, hey, you can't stay with me? Just 1 hour? Just 1 hour. You can't stay with me. Just for 1 hour. And I think that in our lives today, Jesus might be saying the same thing. God might be saying to us, you can't just stay and pray for 1 hour. Pray for 1 hour. Pray with me. Praise me. Spend time with just 1 hour. But the disciples were struggling with their flesh. And then Jesus, in chapter 40 of Matthew chapter 26, says to Peter, he asks Peter, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing and the body is weak. Look, another way he said, you shouldn't be sleeping. You need to be praying, Peter. Make sure you don't fall into temptation. Now, if you would have gone further, or previously before that account, they were talking about in Matthew 26, we're talking about Jesus was talking about the one who was going to betray him. And, you know, Peter said what he was going to say. He would never do all these different things. And here they were in this thing, and Jesus had brought the three of his closest disciples closer with him to the area. He was praying, saying, stay with me and pray. And they had no clue what was about to happen, but Jesus knew. He said, you can't stay. Peter, listen, watch and pray. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. You know, God wants us to watch and pray. Hang in there. Hang in the fight. Pray. Praise God. Stay in the fight. As Christians, listen, it's a fight. It's a war. stay vigilant. Pray. Watch and pray. Don't fall into way to the flesh. Don't give way to your flesh. But some of us, we're like too tired. Listen, this is a serious time. And it's a serious time we're living in now. We have to get that flesh under subjection. We might say we want to do things of God, but the flesh gets in the way. Can I get an amen? What's going on, Mr. Reese? What's going on, Katrina? Hey, Brian. Brian says, amen. Both Brian's. Ricky says, yes. You know, and this conversation. Brian Johnson says, absolutely. Watch and pray. Be alert. Yeah. And press through. Press through. Don't give way to the flesh. What's going on, Miss Patricia? I'm going to tell you guys this. I was tired tonight. And I said, Lord, I want to cancel. No. You're going to press through this thing. Press through what you're going through in your flesh. We've got to press through. We've got to stay vigilant. We have to stay awake. We have to understand that the struggle is real. And I believe in this part, Jesus is like, look, I need you guys to pray. Pray. And listen, sometimes, guys, your friends will not understand your struggle. They did not understand Jesus' struggle. You know, why he had taken his three closest disciples with them and told them to stay here, watch, and pray. But they kept falling asleep. But, you know, listen, sometimes, guys, your friends will not understand your struggle that you're going through. You might have them around you. I need you to I need your encouragement, but they might not really grasp the real what you are really experiencing in your own life, in your own ministry. You know, so sometimes you have to do this thing by yourself. Sometimes you're going to have to press through for yourself. Brian says you got to walk by faith and not by sight. Pastor Leon says, "Yep." My mom says this: be diligent in your prayer life and be consistent. And that's so true, Mom. Thank you. Be diligent in your prayer life and be consistent. The struggle is real. Even if the ones who are in my camp, even my close friends, if they're not willing to walk this walk when I'm going through this season, guess what? I have to keep on doing that thing anyway. I've got to press on because sometimes your friends will not understand your struggle. They won't even understand how that will affect them in their lives. You know, and it says right here in verse 42, he went away a second time, Jesus. He went away a second time and prayed, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink it, may your will be done. What's going on, Mr. Tricia? You know, he went away a second time. Let me go back to Father. Let me pray this thing again because this struggle is real. You want me to do this? I'm supposed to do this. So he goes away a second time and pray. Again, he says, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. Even in the midst of what he knew he was going to do, he says, may your will be done. You know, I'm going to say what Reagan is saying right now in a second. You know, the thing about this is this, guys. This was the cup that he had to drink. This was a cup that Jesus had to drink. This is something he knew that God the Father wanted him to do. And still, even in the midst, he said, if it can't be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. How many of us will be willing to drink from the cup that God has given us to drink and to experience the things that we're going to experience? How many of us will really actually do that? Then how many of us will say, no, Lord, I'm not going to do that? Things could have been totally, totally, totally different if Jesus said, no, I'm not giving my life for them. You know, what would have happened if he had not said that? Well, here's a good example for us to apply in our own lives. You know, sometimes a cup might be bitter. Sometimes a thirst might have some heartache. But God will still use those experiences for his glory. Are we willing to say yes even in the midst of adversity. Say yes, even when the flesh is crying, no, I don't want to do that. I want to go left. Well, I went left. Told me go right. Okay, that part of the song, you know, Lamb of God, you know, he told me go left. I went right, you know. Getting that flesh under subjection is real. Ms. Patricia says this, pray always. Ms. Reagan says this, family won't understand the struggle that you're going through as well. You hold it on and focus. Yes, Ms. Reagan, prayer will keep you holding on and focused. Even if your friends around you aren't praying with you, even if they have, if they're tired and they fall asleep, guess what? You've got to press on. You might be by yourself, but you still press on. Even when you got to tell your flesh, no. You're going to do what God's telling you to do. You know, one of the things that I find that it's, even by the world standards, there's some things that the world say, you need to achieve this, you need to achieve that. But if God says, you know, don't do something, and or this and that time, give that to somebody else, you got to be focused. You got to do what God is telling you to do, you know, because God knows what's going to happen. The thing is this, are we going to go with the Lord? I'm going to say, even if I don't want to drink from that cup, your will be done in this situation. You know, Jesus gives us that ultimate example of how to bring that flesh under subjection. You know, say, Lord, your will. What's going on, Corey? What's going on, Cameron? What's going on, Troy? Troy Jones says, amen, brother. What's going on, Eric? What's going on, Snoopy? Troy Jones says this, yes, brother, you got to join us on the show tomorrow. Men come together to praise God and give him glory. You got to bring this message. Okay. Late for the invitation. I'll bring it. Praise God. What's going on, Ronald? What's going on, Trina? Amen. Trina says amen. You know, the thing about it is this. That struggle is real. How many of you guys are struggling with your flesh? How many guys are struggling to bring that flesh under subjection? Sometimes that cup that God has for us might be bitter. Sometimes it might not be the food that you want to eat, but it's the plate that he's put in front of you in that season. You know, here Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Garden of Gethsemane, he's praying. He has his homeboys, his disciples, his closest ones, closer to him, and saying, watch and pray with me. Peter, you're saying you would never do this thing. You need to be watching and praying because lest you fall into that temptation. You know, verse 42 in Matthew chapter 26, again, you know, Jesus went his way a second time. He prayed the prayer. Then in verse 43, it reads this. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. So he came back, guys. Let me come back and see if my boys, my homeboys are with me. And he found them sleeping. They could not even stay with them. They weren't even praying. They were asleep. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. He left them. Listen, he was by himself. Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. You know, he had his homeboys right there. He's saying, watch and pray. He was still by himself. Sometimes, guys, you might have people in the ministries, people who mean well in your life. And you think, you know, this is my posse, this is my crew. You guys got my back. But sometimes, even though they do have your back, sometimes you're going to have to do this thing by yourself. Sometimes you just going to have to push. That struggle is real. You know, the disciples, they could not keep watch because they were paying attention to their flesh. They weren't pressing through. We've got to press through. Even when we are by ourselves, What are you guys thinking about so far? Where are you guys at? You guys understand what we're talking about tonight? And how is this reigning true for you guys? Amen, Brian. Are you lying? Because that struggle is real. That struggle is real. And I can imagine that Jesus was probably disappointed to come to go back and to find them sleeping again. Troy says this, can you imagine what could happen in the power if your homies prayed with you? Ooh, Troy. Troy, that's a good one, Troy. Can you imagine what could happen in the power if your homies prayed with you? That's what he was just saying. Pray with me. Keep watch. Have my back. Leon says, Pastor Leon says, you're right. Leon says, yes, sir. Leon says, Pastor Leon says, it is. Mom says, amen. Regan says, yes. You know, that is so true, Troy. That is so true. There's power in those numbers. You know, there's power in prayer. We have, when you touch and agree with each other, you're praying. Brian says, you teach it tonight. Praise God, Brian. Praise God. I mean, this is a press for me tonight. If I wanted to cancel, guys, I'm being real. I'm keeping it real. I wanted to cancel, but God was like, no. I'm like, Lord, I don't understand how this work is going to come out. And because my back is hurting, so you guys keep me in your prayers. And I'm on some medication. But I'm pressing through. If I'm just thinking, in verse 43, guys, again, when he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. It might not say it, but can you imagine that Jesus was probably disappointed? Perhaps he was a little angry. Perhaps he was a little annoyed at the fact that they were still sleeping. So he realized, no, let me go back and let me pray once more and pray this third time, praying the same thing. In other words, he was saying again, Father, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. Are you even willing to sacrifice your ideals about your future, your ideals about what you feel like you want to do in your life to follow? Are you really willing to work with those who are hurting? Are you really, really willing to work with those who are in need? Are you willing to say, hey, not my will, but your will be done, Lord? Are you willing to do that? Now, I think we take this whole thing for granted, that Gethsemane experience. We just read these words, but my prayer is that God will make those words come alive in your eyes and in your hearts and in your ears, what you're hearing. You know, Ms. Teresa says, keep preaching, Greg. So true. Amen. Thank you, Ms. Teresa. Troy says, as your flesh says no, but the Spirit will push you through if you allow it. That's a good one. I'm going to read that one again, Troy. Your flesh says no, but the Spirit will push you through if you allow it. If you allow it. If you allow it. That's so true, Troy. If you allow it. God, not my will be done, but your will be done. As Leon says this, that is a hard one to let go of your own agenda, yet preach it, Pastor Leon. That is so true. It is so true. That is a hard one to let go of your own agenda. Guys, we can say that what we will let go of in our lives. What's going on, Evangelista? We can talk about what we will let go of in our lives. It's another thing to really, when God says, I want you to give that up. Your flesh is saying, Lord, I worked hard to get to this place. And he says, no, don't do that. That's not the thing to do. Then you go back, Lord, I'll do anything. You know, but here Jesus in this Garden Gethsemane experience, he's saying, Father, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. Your will be done over things that I might want to do. You know, listen to this. You think that perhaps Jesus, he came with a purpose. He came for a purpose. Perhaps he wanted to live longer. Who knows? But you know, the fact is that he's given us this example. God's given us this example of praying. Look, God, have your way. You know, have your way. If I've got to drink this cup, please take it away. But if I have to, your will be done. Now, how many of us really get to that point where we say, Lord, your will be done? My flesh might not want to do this, but this is what you're telling me to do in this season. Not my will, but your will be done. It sounds easier. It sounds like a good thing. You know, sometimes we can talk a good game, y'all, right? You know, we can talk a good game. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. I'll do anything you tell me to do. But sometimes we have those stipulations. Accept this. I'm not going to give that away. Lord, please don't tell me to give that up. I don't know about you, but I know I've gone through that in my mind sometimes. I know I'm not the only one. My mom says this. That's my prayer every day. That will be done, not mine. Yes, Mom. Evangelista says this. All our blessings just got back from an event for community kids. You keep doing what you're doing, Evangelista, and happy belated birthday to you. Troy says this. People underestimate their flesh. They think they control it. And regardless of how many times we fail, we still believe we are able to indecently control our flesh. You guys up here preaching tonight. You guys hear me? That is it. What's going on, Dr. Nicole? Got my sister on here, Dr. Nicole. And those who are coming in, we're talking about coming from the text, Matthew chapter 26, verses 36-45. Yeah. People underestimate, Troy, you're saying you're hitting this thing on the nail. People underestimate their flesh. They think they can control it. And regardless of how many times we fail, we still believe we are able to indecently control our flesh. And that is so true, Troy. We're so deceived. You know, and you really don't know what you're really made up until you are put in that situation where you have to say, Lord, your will be done over my flesh. My flesh is saying yes, but you're saying no. Perhaps God flipping around. Perhaps God is saying no, and our flesh is saying yes, yes, yes. But here Jesus is saying, "Not my will, your will be done. Your will be done. I don't want that cup. Please take that cup. But if this is what I have to do, then your will be done." It's a different thing when we are the ones having to make that decision in our lives. When we're saying, "Lord, your will be done." Because we can either fight, guys. I don't know about you guys, but we can either fight against the spirit. Like, no, I want to do this. I want to do this. But it's not worth it to go through all that stuff. And one thing that we've always talked about was this. Learning to be comfortable being uncomfortable. All right, Dr. Nicole, I know you heard that. learning to become comfortable being uncomfortable. You know, sometimes things, it's not going to be comfortable. This life might not be comfortable. Going out there and making a difference in your community is not sometimes a comfortable thing. And that whole thing of fighting against the flesh and the spirit and trying to push you on just do your own agenda when God's telling you, no, this is what I want you to do. Listen, it's better just say, okay, Lord, have your will. You know, we say we want God's will to be done. But what happens when we find ourselves in that spot where we're having to give up some things that we really want to do, but God is saying no, not yet? And the question again, the big question tonight again is this. Are you willing to walk your walk even to the point of death, even when you are alone? Now, I want you to understand that Jesus had his posse around him. He had his three close, and out of that posse, he had his three closest ones with him saying, stay with me, stay with me. But they kept on falling asleep. I can imagine he was disappointed. Like I said, disappointed, annoyed, maybe upset. And he went back. And it says, so he left them and went away once more and prayed a third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. What's going on, Gene? What's going on, Tulane? What's going on, Pastor Christopher? One thing my mom has said was this. Pastor Leon said, fighting is essential. Listen, Jesus warned. The spirit is the flesh. You know, he knew what he had to do. He wanted them to stay with him. But they couldn't. And they could not keep watch. He had to keep on pressing by himself. By himself. Sometimes, guys, we're going to be by ourselves. We might have the people around us we feel that are in our camp, but sometimes we're going to have to press by ourselves. Troy Jones on here preaching, you guys. He says this, we are fighting against lies, lust, greed, desires for all types of things, rejection, love, abuse. I could go on, but if we were born and raised in this madness, how can we even think you can do it without God? Whew. I'm dropping a pen on that one. This is my mic, guys. I had to drop the mic. You know, I'm going to read this again. It's really good. I feel like I have to read it again so you guys can hear it. We are fighting, George Troy is saying this, guys. We are fighting against lies, lust, greed, desires for all types of things, rejection, love, abuse. I could go on, but if we were born and raised in this madness, how can we even think you can do it without God? We can't do it without God. And here Jesus was, he was surrendering his will to God, to doing his Father's will. I'm going to do this. I'm going to drink from this cup that I don't want. You know, sometimes God's requiring us. That cup is in front of us. Imagine that cup, whatever God has called you to do, whatever he has placed in your heart for you to do, and that cup is in front of you. That plate, what he wants you to eat from, is in front of you. Are you going to drink from it? Even if there might be some heartache, are you going to drink from it? Even if your flesh is not going to like it? Here he was about to give his life. People who would celebrate him, and then days later yell, crucify him. Are you willing to walk your walk even to the point of death? Am I willing to walk my walk even to the point of death? That's true. Troy says, amen, brother, loving this word. Praise God and give God all the glory. Thank you. Thank you, Troy. I believe that's what we are. Are we going to be the church? Are we going to play church? Are we going to be ready? Like the brides, five bridesmaids that were ready. Are we going to be ready? Are we going to have the oil for our lamps? I believe that, listen, when Jesus went back to him in verse 45, chapter 26 of Matthew, Matthew 26:45, he says this, then he returned to the disciples, is what it reads. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. I want you to understand this. These are his homeboys. They were not even staying with, they couldn't even stay awake. They couldn't even tarry for an hour, keep watch, pray. They could not even do this. He goes back and says, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour's near. The hour's near. Jesus knew what was about to happen. That cup, he was saying, okay. Now remember, this is the Son of God here, guys. He could have blinked his eye. He could have done whatever he wanted to do. Because here is God in the flesh. He is God, God in the flesh. Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. He's about to be betrayed. He knew what was about to happen. Then he tells them, rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. You know, guys, I thought this, you got to press. And sometimes that means pressing alone. Sometimes it means pressing alone. The disciples could not stay up. And Jesus pressed alone. And as he prayed, God strengthened him. He was strengthened by the prayer to say, look, your will be done. Your will be done. Have you guys ever gone through this experience in your life where you've had to say, okay, God, I'm going to do it your way. If I do it my way, I'm going to mess things up. If I do it my way, it's not going to turn out the way I hope it will turn out. Have you guys ever been through that? Where God was telling you to know, telling you no, but you really wanted to do it. Your flesh really wanted to do it. Sometimes you just did it. And you know what happens when you just do it and God's telling you no. You know it flops. There's some repercussions that happens. But in this example, God gives us a good example of how to press through. Even if there's something that you don't want to do, but to press through and say, your will be done. I'm going to give my life. And that's what that was Jesus about to do, give his life. You know, I feel like God is saying to us, imagine Jesus saying to you right now, are you still sleeping and resting? As Christians, are we still sleeping and resting? People are hurting. People are lost. And we tear people down. We say, let's be real. We're being real. No, you're being rude. You're being evil. You're being nasty. So listen, guys, it's time to stop playing church. You know, sometimes we have those good days and sometimes we have those bad days. I feel like God's saying to us, are you still sleeping and resting? The hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. Joy says this. Praise God, brother. So proud of you. I got to run. I pray you will join us on the show tomorrow at Hub 6 p.m. Okay, I'll come through, bro. I'll come through, man. God bless you. Thanks for coming through. You know, guys, listen. Are you still sleeping and resting? Join this evening, guys. I pray that as you read that experience in Matthew chapter 26, read through the rest of the book of Matthew from 26 through chapter 28. Read that. And I pray during this season that you will pray that God will open up your eyes, your ears to the experience of really what happened. My mom says, hallelujah, tell it, what a blessed word. Amen, Troy. You know, listen, this thing is real. We're going to say yes to the Lord. Yes, Lord. And you know, the flesh wars against. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Let's be strong. Let us get to a point where we're saying, Lord, your will be done. Regardless of what my flesh wants, your will be done. Got to press, and sometimes that means pressing alone. Sometimes that means sacrificing some of the things that you want to do what God is leading you to do. Some of you guys, God's been closing doors. You've been wondering, Lord, why are these doors being closed? Doors are being closed. Why? Because God wants your attention. God wants your attention. Whoo! God wants my attention. Because let me tell you this, doors are closing. And he's like, you know what? I'm not going to struggle anymore. Okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? And I believe that God is asking us, are you still sleeping and resting? It's time for us to wake up, church. It's time for us to stop being it. Stop playing. Make a difference. What does the Lord want you to do with your life? How does he want you to touch people's lives? What is your place in the world? And how can you let your light shine? What can you do? Then are you willing to drink from that cup that God is giving you to drink from? It's not going to be easy. But guess what? He's with us. You're not alone. You know, so I pray that God will continue to bless you guys. I pray that God will. What's going on, Gerald? I pray, God, that you guys will be encouraged today. Please share this video on your pages. And tonight, as a recap, the big question is this: am I willing to walk my walk, even to the point of death, even when I'm alone? Evangelista says this: although we're surrounded by close family friends, just as Jesus was by disciples, but the Lord here said, you know what I love you guys, and I expected loyal support. But you were tripping left me hanging by sleeping on me. Yes, it hurts, but I'm on a mission. I'm not going to let anyone or anything stop me from what I got to do. That's right, Evangelista. That is so right, Evangelista. Yeah. That's basically saying, look, he's saying that. He expected loyal support, but they were tripping. Left them hanging by sleeping on me. Yeah, he was on a mission. Thank you for sharing that, Evangelista. Jesus was on a mission. So we have to be mission-minded. We have to be mission-focused. That's it, Evangelista. We have to press on no matter what. Press on. Say yes to the Lord. Say yes to his will. Yes, Lord. Even if it's something that you don't want to do. You know, some of you guys, God has given you gifts. And those gifts he wants to birth in this season. The reason why those doors are closed is so God can talk to you, so he can have your attention. Don't fight it. Don't fight against the spirit. Just say, yes, Lord. Pray. Pray and do what God is telling you to do. You know, not my will, but your will be done. You know, and then really just ask yourself this question tonight. How willing am I to really press through? How willing am I really to press through and say, yes, Lord, even if my flesh is saying no? How willing am I to press through and say yes? Some of us, the Holy Spirit just wants us to pray. He wants us all to pray, right? Spend time with God. It doesn't matter if you haven't talked to your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whoever. Spend that time with God. Press through. And sometimes, guys, when you want people to pray with you and pray for you, understand that life goes on. Life is going on. Life's going on. And sometimes your closest friends might not be there to support you that way. But you've got to press for it because you have a mission to do. Like Evangelista said, we have to press on no matter what. No matter what. I pray that God will bless you guys tonight. How are you blessed by the word tonight? I'm going to say I was blessed really by your conversations, by this conversation, this dialogue, this open dialogue that we have here every Tuesday night from 9 to 10. You know, and please share this video on your pages. Thank you for those who have shared it already. And I appreciate you guys for your support. Thank God for my preaching friends who have come through, the evangelists who have come through tonight. My mom says, I'm going to press on to see what the end will be. Amen, Mom. Amen. Praise God. You know, even if I'm by myself, God, what are you trying to tell me? Because God will close those doors. Even when his homeboys weren't staying with him in prayer, guess what? He kept on pressing. Just like Evangelista said, he had a mission to do. You know, listen, guys, we have a mission. We have a mission. God's given us a mission. Pray about that mission that he's giving you, that talent, those talents, those gifts. What is your purpose in this world? What were you created to do? Do that. Serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your mind, in your being. And seek to do those things that God really wants you to do. And when God speaks to you guys, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, and if he tells you something that you don't want to hear, your flesh does not want to hear, just say, not my will, Lord, your will be done. This is real, guys. This is real talk. This is real life. This is real. Are you still sleeping and resting? Wake up. Wake up. Choose life today. Choose God. If you don't know God, if you don't know Jesus Christ, ask him to come into your heart. Repent of your sins. Ask him to come into your heart. Confess that you believe that he's the Son of God, that he died, was buried, and rose again in 3 days. With all power in heaven and earth, Jesus will come into your heart, into your life, to your soul. Then find a Bible believing church and go there. You can give your life to Christ right now. This is real. Life is real. And I pray that you guys will be touched. I pray that you be encouraged. And again, ask yourself this question. Am I willing to walk this walk, my walk, even to the point of death, even when I am alone, my homeboys or closest friends aren't there? Am I willing to do that? Am I willing to say, yes, Lord, your will be done, even though this cup is bitter, even though I might not want to do this, but I want to do your will, and I want to be obedient? I pray that God will bless you guys. I pray that you guys will have a great evening. Be encouraged. Keep on pressing. What's going on, Ms. Yvonne? And know that God is with you. This is your decision. God bless you guys. I appreciate you guys and your support. I look forward to seeing you guys next Tuesday from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. Again, feel free to share this blog, this blog on your pages. And I'm going to read this real quick from Evangelista. She says this: wake up and just surround yourself with good believers who will cease sleeping and won't think twice. This is a cold bucket of water on you because they live you and want your well-being in the Lord. Nothing else. I don't worth it. Jesus 24/7. I'm trying to understand it again. Wake up and surround yourself with good believers who will cease sleeping and won't think twice. This is a cold bucket of water on you because they live you and want your well-being in the Lord, nothing else. And don't, is not worth it. You want Jesus 24/7? I think that's what you're trying to say, Evangelista. Amen. Amen. You know, Ms. Patricia says amen. So I appreciate you guys coming through tonight. I want to say God bless you. Thanks again for your support. And stay vigilant. You will win. Let's wake up. God bless you, okay? Have a good night. Please keep in your prayers, and I will do the same for you guys. Have a great night. And I appreciate you guys for listening on Blog Talk Radio. Please join me again this coming Thursday from 9 to 10. We'll have some great music, and I just want you guys to sit back and relax when you come back on Thursday. 9 to 10. God bless you, and I pray that you guys were encouraged on Blog Talk Radio.